It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A legislative committee says there is enough evidence for the Illinois House to punish State Representative Derek Smith, who's facing a federal indictment that accuses him of accepting a $7,000 bribe. The committee that investigated the Chicago Democrat released its recommendation today. The panel's only task was to determine if there were reasonable grounds to pursue disciplinary action against Smith. Another committee will choose whether to reprimand, censure, or expel Smith, or to take no action at all. Smith is accused of taking a bribe for backing a grant application on behalf of a daycare center that turned out to be fictitious. Authorities say it was an FBI sting with an undercover informant. Smith has pleaded not guilty and has vowed to fight the charges. If convicted, he faces a maximum 10-year prison term. Champaign City Council has unanimously signed off on a settlement with 20-year-old Brandon Ward. Exactly a year to the day he was pepper sprayed after an arrest in Campus Town, city officials Tuesday approved a $45,000 settlement, calling it a way to move forward. The police dashcam video of Ward's arrest for jaywalking was leaked online last fall, showing the arresting officer put his hands on the man's neck while he was handcuffed in the back seat. Charges were eventually dropped, but Champaign police plan to discipline officers for Ward's treatment after the arrest. Activist Aaron Ammons disagreed with the settlement, saying a cash payoff doesn't address a violation of the public trust.
It might mean something for that family for a while. It might address their concerns in their immediate future. But it does not address the concerns and the lack of trust that the entire community, especially the black community, feels when these type of things take place.
But Councilmember Michael Ledoux says the very reason for the settlement was because the city disagreed with the FBI and state police when they said the officer did nothing wrong. The city had considered hiring an outside firm to look at the incident, but ruled against it, as did much of the community. The council also approved a $50,000 settlement with Gary McFarland to settle a claim following an October 1st arrest and $42,000 to Barbara Griffiths, who was injured when she slipped outside a fire station on John Street in December of 2008. Higher-than-expected gains in sales and income taxes helped boost the state of Illinois' revenues, which grew by $474 million last month. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Illinois took in 7.9% more in personal income taxes this May compared with last year.
A 7.9% base growth in personal income tax is good news.
That's Jim Mashinsky, revenue manager with the state's forecasting commission. He says some of that increase was expected due to timing technicalities of the state income tax hike of 2011, but personal income tax growth exceeded expectations. Mashinsky also says he's surprised by a continued pattern of more spending, leading to a nearly 5% increase in sales tax revenue coming to state coffers.
I'm just kind of waiting for the slowdown to eventually show up, but as of yet, we haven't seen that.
But he warns that good news may be short-lived. He says data so far is backing up forecasts of modest growth ahead. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Officials at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources say dozens of pending retirements may leave some facilities without full-time employees. The State Journal Register in Springfield reports today that 80 of the department's 1,100 employees have filed notice that they intend to retire. DNR spokesman Chris McLeod says the department has some sites with one or two employees. McLeod says if those employees decide to retire, quote, then there would be nobody there, unquote. McLeod says the department is deciding what to do if that happens. He says the public uses some facilities that don't have employees working around the clock, and McLeod says conservation police patrol areas. The University of Illinois' new permanent police chief is outlining goals for the department. Jeff Christensen, who has held the position on an interim basis since late March and had previously served as interim chief, says he wants the U of I Police Department to improve safety for students through new technology and build on what he sees as already strong relationships with the police departments in Champaign and Urbana.
I think we don't want to get the blinders on thinking we're the best and there's not better ways to do things. You know, for example, the cameras are fantastic, but we really need to make a concerted effort in conjunction with, you know, Champaign and Urbana within the campus district to identify where's the most effective in terms of preventing and responding to criminal activity.
Christensen's appointment Tuesday will need to be confirmed by a U of I Board of Trustees vote next month. Chicago teachers are taking a strike authorization vote, but it will be several days before results are announced. The union needs to get 75% of its more than 25,000 members to authorize leaders to call a strike if contract talks fail. Union members are seeking more pay in response to the school district's push for a longer school day. They also want smaller class sizes. A procession is planned from an Illinois airport to the western Indiana hometown of a Marine who died while on a deployment to Afghanistan. The public services for 23-year-old Lance Corporal Joshua Witzman will begin Thursday evening when his body is scheduled to arrive at Vermilion Regional Airport in Danville. The Journal and Courier of Lafayette, Indiana reports a procession will go through downtown Danville and then take U.S. 136 to a Covington, Indiana funeral home. A public visitation is set for Friday afternoon at Covington High School's gymnasium. Witzman's funeral is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at the high school, with his burial following at West Lebanon Cemetery. Witzman died May 30th in Afghanistan's Helmand province, but the military has not released details about his death, saying it's under investigation. And as we heard from the BBC, Illinois native Ray Bradbury has died at 91 after a lengthy career of writing everything from science fiction to mystery to humor. Bradbury's daughter confirmed today that he died last night, but she didn't want to give any additional details. Bradbury transformed his childhood dreams and Cold War fears into telepathic Martians, lovesick sea monsters, and in Fahrenheit 451, his vision of a book-burning future. Bradbury's series of stories in the Martian Chronicles was a Cold War morality tale in which events on another planet served as a commentary on life on this planet. It has been published in more than 30 languages. Bradbury was born in 1920 in Waukegan, Illinois. He's survived by his four daughters. Marguerite Bradbury, his wife of 56 years, died in 2003. In sports, in Major League Baseball tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals are in Houston to take on the Astros at 7:05. The Cubs are in Milwaukee, first pitch 7:10, and the Chicago White Sox are at home tonight, hosting Toronto also at 7:10. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.